Today in the morning, Daf Yud, 10 lines down. Rav Nachman, Rav Chista, Dami Chavayu, they pask in this machlek, because we've been going on for the last 2 blot. They pask in Magbiya, Matzil, Chavayu, Loi, Kona, Chavayu, when you pick it up for somebody else, you're not allowed to be Kona for somebody else, not like Rav Chama had said, not like Rav had said. My timer, have a typhus of Bachai, B'makam Shechav Lachirim. They said you bring typhus for somebody else, in the place where it's actually creating a chay for somebody else. Rashi says an interesting svara. Rashi says you're not allowed to do that because being mafsed as chayim. Rashi says the lav kol kamine liyis kayfets me'elo v'chov le'elu. You have no business on your own jumping to be chav for somebody else. Me'achashlei also I say hanoy says shliach litfais. He didn't make you a shliach. If he makes you a shliach, Rashi's mashma would work. But if he doesn't make you a shliach on your own, you want to grab something from Ruvain when it's going to be a chayv for Shimon, that you're not allowed to do. Now, we had 2 svaras to say why this applies to Metzia or not. First of all, who says Metzia is called a Chav Lacher? I'm clear if Nachman or Chista saying it is. And we also had the svara before of Migu. That Migu that you could take it for yourself, you could take it for somebody else. Rava said, if you are taking it for yourself, you could take it for somebody else. So there are ways to get around this, but this is what Rav Nachman and Rav Chista are pasking. We say if a worker is working for an employer, an employee is working for an employer, and he finds a metziah on the job, so then he gets to keep it. But I want you to do this specific work in the field. I want you to prune the trees, etc. And therefore, he's only an employee for those jobs. Anything else he's doing on the side that's not taking away from the Baal HaBayis, he's allowed to keep it from himself. If he says, you should be mine today, any work you do for me today is mine, and he pays him for it. So then when he picks up the Metziah, it goes to the Baal HaBayis. So you see that it is Magmiya Matzila Chaveri, is Kana Chaveri, even though it's Chav Lacher. So this is Ravas Kasha. Amalei Shani Poyel, Diyadei Kiyad Balabayesu. He said different. By a Poyel, he's not a Shliach of the Balabayesu. He's not being Kofitz B'malkam Shechav Lacher, etc. He is Mamash just a Yad, a Richta of the Balabayesu. He's an extended hand of the Balabayesu, just like Balabayesu can pick it up himself, of course. When I hire a worker, he's just me, and therefore, of course, it works. It's not a question of being Zoich B'malkam Shechav Lacher. Vamarav, Poyel Yochel Achzibav Hil B'chatziyoyim. So it's not true. We said a Poyel can quit in the middle of the day. And if a Poyel can quit in the middle of the day, you see he's not an extended hand of the Baal HaBayis. He's just doing a specific task for the Baal HaBayis. So why is he allowed to go ahead? I mean, Zeich in this Metziah. I'm like, no. Kol Kamad Lo Yehod Debek Yad Baal HaBayis. Yes, he's allowed to quit in the middle of the day. We'll see that based on a Pasuk. But Lamaisa, Kol Zman is working for the Baal HaBayis. Then we say he has a din of a Yad of the Baal HaBayis. It's not a question of Shlichus. It's not a question of being Mezakif to some of Makam Shechav Lachem. He is the Baal HaBayis. Then when he decides to quit, that's a separate reason. You can never force somebody to be your Eved. If he wants to quit, everybody has a right. It's a free work society. If you want to work, you work. If you want to quit, you quit. And therefore, there's no halacha. Tosfos points out, really, this pasuk is only mentioned by Eved Ivri, not by someone who's an employee-employer relationship. Lamaisa, we learn it out for this halacha as well, that you cannot force somebody to do the job. Even if they agree, they're allowed to quit midday. Of course, they only get paid for what they did, or if they didn't finish the job, they don't get paid at all. But you can't force them to do the job. So this was all Rav Nachman of Chista Paschal and Magbiya Matzila Chaver, Loi Kona Chaver. Here, Rav Chia Bar Abba says, Amar B'yechon and Magbiya Matzila Chaver, Kona Chaver. They Paschal, it does work. Magbiya Matzila Chaver is Kona Chaver. It is not, again, either because of the Migu, because you could take it for yourself, or because they hold it's Matzia is not Chav Lacher. How are you going to learn Pshat in our Mishnah, that we said our Mishnah said, Erechav HaBehem of Ra'as and Metziv, Amach HaBehem, Tenuli, Not Levama, Ani Zechisi Ba Zochav. We had a Machlaikis yesterday, whether that meant I picked it up for myself L'chatchila, or I changed my mind. But it was sort of Mashma in the Mishnah that I was talking about where he changed his mind, that I said I was going to give it to you, and now he changed his mind, and I want to keep it myself. If you hold my Mia Metziv HaBehem, it's Kana HaBehem, so how can I change my mind? Once I picked it up for you, it's yours. The answer is in our Mishnah, if you look carefully in the Mishnah, it doesn't say be zeicha for me. He says give it to me, meaning the kinyan actually doesn't happen till the person riding on the animal actually has the chafetz in his hand. And a chanami. If he said I want you to make the kinyan for me, which would work, then there's no possibility. Once he picks it up, once the person on the ground picks it up for the person riding, then he has no ability to keep it anymore because he's zeicha lechaveri, according to this psak of Rav Yech. Says the Mishnah. Rasa Metziah, if you see a lost object, you don't pick it up, You just lie down on top of it. You cover yourself up. Someone else comes and takes it, fix it up. Lying down on the chafetz is not considered a kinyan. You have to do a, like we said, a hagbah, a mashicha, etc. Over here, you did not do any proper ma'aseh kinyan. Therefore, it's still hefker, and the person who comes along later can come along and take it. Amar Ish Lakish, Mishum Abba Kurin Bardla. He said, Allah, we know it's a din drabbanon. Arba Amas shall Adam Kunislai Bechom Makam. There's a din called Kinyan Arba Amas. The drabbanon halacha, that when you're standing in Rishas Rabbim and there's a chefetz of Hefker in your Arba Amas, even if someone wants to be makin to your chefetz, that for sure also works. Your Abba doesn't have to be in your hand. Anything within the four Amas of you is considered like your Makam. It's a din drabbanon. My time, I take the rabbanon. Otherwise, people are going to end up fighting because there's a chefetz there, and I got there. I tried to get it first, and we don't want people getting physical. So whoever got within the dalat amas first of the chefetz is kind of the chefetz. That's halacha mid the rabbanon. Whether it also works by mekach u'memcher is debatable, but it definitely works by hefker. So Amar Abaye said that's an interesting halacha that Rish Lakish said Mishum Abakarim Badala, but a Meisav of Chir by Yosef Peah, he asked the kasha from a Mishnah in Peah, and Amar Rava, Meisav of Yaakov Aridi, Nizokin, he asked the kasha from our Masechta from Bamatzia. So let's go through one by one. Amar Abaye, Meisav of Chir by Yosef Peah, he asked the kasha from Peah. It says, not al mixas Peah v'zark al ashar, if an ani is there, not talking about being zekh for somebody else, the ani himself, he wants to become zekh to Peah. There's a lot of ani running to get the Peah. So what he does is he takes a bunch of the Peah and he throws it onto that he already was kinda, and he throws it onto some other peah, and the baklum. That doesn't count. It's not a kinyan. Covering it over is not a kinyan. Nafaloy aleh, if he lies down at it, or pars talis aleh, if he covers it over with his talis, so then mavir nesay mena. Then we take it away from him, and he does not get to keep it. He gets the, it's not a proper kinyan. He goes to the next person. Says the mavichem barim v'shicha. Same thing applies v'shicha. You cannot be kinyan by lying down on top of it. Now wait a second. In the first case, where you were throwing stuff, so you're not necessarily where you're close to it. But here, where you're lying down on top of it, you should have a kinyan arba amos. Just like Rabbi Karim Badla said, anything within arba amos of you, if it's hefker, you're kindness. Here also, you should be kindness when you, the ani should be kindness to pay when he's been in arba amos. Says the Gemara, you didn't say you wanted to be kindness. You didn't verbalize it. So what do you mean? So what? Why do you have to verbalize it? But I said anything when you're around. I said you have kavana at least to be kind. It works. Says the one. I'll tell you why. Yes, you want to be kind of this, but since you fell on it or covered your body over onto the chayfetz, onto the hefker, onto the peya, that means you're indicating you don't want to use the arba amas kinyan. In this case, Chazal said you can use an Arba Amas Kinyan. We have a general rule in Shas. Chazal making a takana to help you out. If you decide you don't want to use that, you don't have to use it. So by falling on the chefetz, by falling on the peya, you're indicating that you don't want to use the kinyan called Arba Amas. And if you don't want to use it, it doesn't work. It's not clear if you can say efshi by a kinyan daraisa or not. If you make a kinyan, you're intending to make a kinyan, you just don't want to make that type of kinyan, can you refuse? That's not clear in the Mefarshim discussed. But by kinyan derabbanan, you can definitely do that. And therefore, that's a pshat over here in our Mishnah. Of course, there is a kinyan of Kol Da'ar Ba'amas. Our Mishnah, you don't want to use it. If you don't want to use it, then it doesn't work by the Mishnah in Peah. Rav Papa. Rav Papa says another teretz, why the Mishnah in Peah is not kinyan Da'ar Amas. That really, if it's really Da'ar Amas, there's no possibility of saying Efshi, according to Rav Papa. If you're in Dalat Amas, it's kinda. If you have in mind to make a kinyan. Kitikne Rabban Arba Amas Bi'alma. That's in a other area, a public area. Aval, Besada Shabal Ba'abai, it's like Tikne Rabban Arba. But Besada Ba'abai, you don't have it. Besada Ba'abai is somebody else's chotzer. It's not your ability to make a kinyan chotzer. Dalat Amas is not, it's the Drabbanan, but it's definitely an aspect of kinyan chotzer. You can't do that in someone else's chotzer. Even the Torah says you're allowed to go into the field to get the peah. You're allowed to walk in the person's field to go take the peah. That you're allowed to do. But to actually make a kinyan and make a kinyan chotzer, in this case dalat amas, which is a type of kinyan chotzer, that you don't have the ability to do in someone's field. And that's why, in the case of peah, you cannot have a kinyan dalat amas. Amarava, Moisir of Yaakov Idi Nizakr. So that was the kasha we had from the Mishnah in Peah. Now we have another kasha on the halach of Arba Amas from our Masechta. We said, we just said, so if you fall on a lost object, and it's hefker, you cannot make a kinyan on it. Someone else can come along and take it. If there's such a din called kinyan abramas, nikna abramas d'day. So over here, it's a lost object. You can fall on it. If you're falling on it, you're within abramas. Why isn't your abramas kinyan? Why do we say this is not a good kinyan? Says Amar, first of all, akni. You didn't say you want to be kinyan. So Amar gives the same shakavataya. So what if you didn't say it? Why? So you want to make the kinyan within abramas? It works. Says Machim and Rafale, Gaita Daiti Dim and Afila Nichle, the Nikni Bamas and Nichle Nikli, same teretz, that if you wanted to be used Dalad Amas, you could have been. But the fact that you fell on it, that you're indicating that you don't want to use the din of Arab Amas, if you don't want to use the din of Arab Amas, and it doesn't work if you don't want it to, and then you're trying to make a Kenyan which doesn't work, and then you lose Chaval, you could have just used a Kenyan of Dalad Amas if you wanted to. Rav Sheshish, some people change it to Rav Ashi, Omar, Ki Tikna Rabbana Besimta. Whole new halacha. Just like we said before, I pay, there's no din of Dar Bamas in someone else's field. Says Rav Ashi, Rav Sheshish over here, that the whole idea of Kinyan Dal Aramis is not in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's only in a Simta, in the side areas of Rosh Hashanah. Deloy Dachi Bar Rabbim. That's where there's not a lot of people there. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Deko Dachi Rabbim, Loy Tikni Rabbanan. In Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where you're finding this Mitzi over here, there is no din. Rashi says, Sharei Ein Adam Shon Dal Aramis Miyuchadis. Shaharbi Chaverim Yeshe B'Soycha Ein Demetzai. Everybody's walking around. There was never Takon of Dal Aramis in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Mamash anyways. So Macham Malkum Kamar said everywhere is mashma, even Rishus Rabbim. Kamakum Lasuye Tzidi Rishus Rabbim. It said that Tzidi Rishus Rabbim, a place where there's not a lot of people walking around, then a Chamei Chazal would say you have a din of Kinyan Dal Aramis. But in the Mamash Rishus Rabbim, where it's very very busy, there's no din of Kinyan Rishus Rabbim, and therefore that's why in our Mishnah it doesn't work. So we have two pshatim in the Mishnah. Even though you have a Kinyan Dal Aramis, either talking about where you don't want to use the Dal Aramis, which case, if you don't want to, or maybe like Rav Papa said as well, maybe there's no such thing as refusing, but over here there is no din of Arab Amas because we're talking about in Rosh Hashanah. Another halacha b'shem of Abakar and Bardullah. Vamar shalakim b'shem Abakar and Bardullah. Kitano, ein lo chotzer ein la'ab Amas. So a kitano does not have a din of a chotzer, and a kitano does not have a din of Arab Amas, which we said is a type of kinyu chotzer. It's l'chayra. So a ketana does not have that halacha, meaning havamina. Now, if a husband is married to a ketana, we said he's allowed to divorce her. That's clear in the psukim. That's clear. We had a masechtas gittin. But if he wants to throw the get into her abrahamas or throw it into her chotzer, which we know by a gedoyla it works. Rashi brings the Mishnah said a zara get ishta b'teich besa or a mezrish ramazah karv loy that works by a gedoyla. By a ketana, it does not work. No, that a katana, just like a katana can receive a get, a katana can also receive a get into her chatzar if she owns a chatzar, or into her arba amas. What's the machlekes? And when I said, Alam desha machlekes, but make a mefagi. Mar sover chatzar mishim yodis rabba. That the din of chatzar is actually a extension of the din yad. Rashi says, "Dechsev v'nasan bi yada, and yada is reshusa mashmash Rashi. Dechsev ikas kol artzi mi yada. Yada doesn't mean physical hand; it means anything in your possession, in your control. Then from v'nasan bi yada, we learn chotzer works, and then we learn dal amas works. Now a katana has a yad. If a katana has a yad, then she, according to this far, she would have a chotzer, and she would also have a divin of arba amas." Ki heichid isla yad chatzanami isla. For Mar Sover, the Almanimar says no. Sover chatz mishum shlichus isra boy. That chatzur is not a din in yad. Chatzur is a din in shlichus. Rashi brings the Gemara says v'shalach the melamed sheisha isra shliach v'shilcho. We learn the Gemara gittin and kedushin melamed sheisha isra shliach. And therefore, just like you can be a shliach for someone, your chatzur is a shliach for you. So the question is a chatzur you? Or is a chatzar doing something, is some a separate entity doing it on your behalf? If you hold chatzar mishum yad, that means the chatzar is you. If you hold chatzar mishum shlichus, the chatzar is not you, it just do something for you. But a katana has no din shlichus. We have the shlichus less law. A katana does not have shlichus. Rashi says, because it says, by shlichus, by gittin, and by pesach, it says ish, and therefore we dash, and only an adult can make a shliach, a katan, cotton or katana. Can I make a shliach? If they can make a shliach and chotzer b'tam shlichos, chotzer nami lesla, and that's the machlekes. Says the Mara, miyikam on demer chotzer mishum shlichos. Says Rabbi, how can you say chotzer is a din shlichos? Vatanya biyodei. The pasuk says by gneve. Mimatzin timatzin biyodei hagneve. Mishar chamar atze chayim mishayim sham. You pay careful if it's biyodei. And then we're a darshin in bavakama in the eliyodei. Gagre chatzik fi from nayin. How do you know you don't have to steal with your hand? You could steal with your chotzer. Rashi says if an animal of your friend walks into your chotzer and you close the door, you have to do a maisa gneve. The maisa the gneve is being done al yodei your chotzer. How do you know that works? Tamalei mimatzin timatzin bekomakom. So your chatzar is stealing for you. Now, if chatzar is mishum yad, So your hand steals for you. It is you. But if your chatzer is learned out from shlichus, so your chatzer is a shliach ledvar ver. V'kaimelon ein shliach dvar ver. We hold there's no such thing as a shliach dvar ver. Divya rav, divya talmud, divya mishemin, we normally say, ein shliach dvar ver. Now obviously that svar of divya rav, divya talmud, divya mishemin has nothing to do with the chatzer. At this stage, the Gemara just assumes it's exeris hakasav, ein shliach dvar ver. And if a chatzer means mitam shlichus, it should not work. From the fact that we see a chatzer does work for geneva, that's an indication that chatzer is not a din shlichus, it's a din yad. The Gemara says two answers. Amarina, no. Really, chatzur is mishum shlichus. Ah, ein shlech dvar ver. Hecha min ein shlech dvar ver. Hecha the shlech bar chiyuvu. That's if the shlech is a bar chiyuva, then we say divya rav divya talmud. Avol the chatzur la bar chiyuvu mechayev sholchay. If the chatzur is la bar chiyuva, then we say yesh shlech dvar ver. The whole idea of ein shlech dvar ver is divya rav divya talmud divya mishaymin. The shliach should not listen to the Baal HaBayis, and therefore the Sheikh does not listen to the Baal HaBayis, because I assume you're not going to listen to me anyways, because you're it's an Avera. But that Svar does not apply by a Chatzar. So a Chatzar, you would say, Yeh Sheikh Dvar Ver. So Amar, if that's the Svar, Alamayata, Ha'imer Isha of Eved, Tzu Gonvali. We know, we said in Baba Kama, that if an Isha steals or an Eved steals, they don't have to pay back. The Gemara's Havamin is because they're not Chayv in Geneva. If that's the case, if you tell them to go steal for you, the Labar Chiyuvin, Yerachanev, the Mechayv Sholchan, so the Meshalech is Chayv. No. As we said in Baba Kama, I'm an Ishav Eved B'nei Chiyuvin. Of course, they're also for them to steal, and they would be in the parsha of Ein Shlich Dvar Aver. The Hashemi Aless Lushlumi. The issue is when they're married or when they're in Eved, they don't have any money. The son is Garsha Isha Nishtachar Eved Chayim L'Shalim. When they're free or she gets divorced, she does have to eventually pay back. So they definitely have an Isser Gzelo and Geneva, and it would be in the parsha of Ein Shlich Dvar Aver. So the first teretz is that a chatzar is misham shlichus, but since a chatzar has no din of geneva, there is no din of divya rav, divya tava, divya mishamin. Or for some, another different twist. It's a question of bechira. If the shliach could do it or not do it, so then it's up to the shliach to decide if he's doing it for me or not. Some of Farshim say, it's like a din of the iver, according to this pshat. The shliach is not allowed to do something for my half to make me nichshel in an aver. Of a chatzah de balkarchim, my sevav a chatzah doesn't have bechira. He can't choose to do the aver or not. Zan mechayv sholchay. Then, of course, the Mishalech is going to be Chayv. What's enough community to do as far as? Interesting machlaikis. Either way, you're coming out of Chatzar is able to be a Shliach for someone, and it can be Chayv for Geneva. My Benayu. Yikimanayu. Koyin, Dharma Lady Yisrael, Tseve Kaddish Isha. Grusha. A Koyin says to Yisrael, I want you to be my Shliach to be Kaddish for me a Grusha, which is an Avera for the Koyin, but it's not an Avera for the Yisrael. Or, Yinami Ish, Dharma Lady Isha, Afkali Katan, Akfili Katan. Ish says to an Isha, I want you to cut off the payas, the Zokim, of a Katan. Now, Isha is not in the parsha of payas and a parsha of cutting off a beard. So lachle shadamar kolechidi bayavidi bayloved loy mechayvish loy so mechayvish sholchay hachinami bayavidi bayloyavid mechayv sholchan. So here the isha and in this case the Yisrael, they have bechira. So according to that pshat, if they have bechira, they could choose not to do it, not to be machshel the kohen, not to be machshel the katan and the ish, and therefore in that case they would still be responsible, and the mishalech would not be responsible. But the svara is lahachnis shadamar kol echad shliach bar chiyuv mechayev sholcho. It's a question of them being bar mechuyev if they're not in the parsha of it, has nothing to do with them. Haniyam echiv lebechiyuv, since the isha is not in the parsha of hakafa and the Yisrael is not in the parsha of Grusha, Mechayev Sholchon, then you would say Yeshech Dvar Vera, and the Sholchon would be Chayev. So there is the Nafkamina. But Lamais were coming out that Chotzer could be Mitam Shlichas or Mitam Yad. It could work both ways. And by Geneva, it would just be because Yeshech Dvar Vera. But in terms of our halacha, that's the machlaikas we had, that Chotzer can be Mitam Yad or Mitam Yad, Mitam Shlichas. If it's Mitam Yad, it applies to a katan, Katana, and if it's Mitam Shlichas, it could not. It's more, but it's not true. Mikam, I never chotzer lami shem yad is rabba. Chotzer is yad. Vatanya, the pasuk says, v'nasan bi yada. When you divorce a woman, you nasan bi yada. En li yali yada. Gagan chatzeza, kafif me naim. How do you know you don't have to put it in her hand? You can put it into her chotzer. Tamalama, v'nasan bi kom mako. And as Rashi explains in the modern Rashi, mid like sivu bi yada yitnenu darsh v'nasan. Av a kos of love v'nasan, you can put it anywhere. Alma, says Rashi. Mishem yada is sarboi. Dimishem shtichos of kar ksiva. We already know a parsha of shtichos by Kedushin. V'shalach, v'shalcha, we learned that parsha of shtichos. Why do we need a separate parsha? And if chatz is mitam shtichos, by get, I wouldn't need a separate parsha, separate drasha. For the fact that Torah says it's a separate drasha, it's actually indicating that at least by get, the chatzar is not a din shlichus, the chatzar is a din yad, and if it's a din yad, it would apply by a katan as well. So, well, you're right. And then you get kol yom lepika dechatz mishav yada, and therefore it works by a katana. And when the Brisa said before katana doesn't work, we could be talking about for hefker or metzia, not by get. Ki pligil in metzia. The machlokes says by a metzia. Mar sover yalfina metzia mi get. Just like by get, chatz is mishum yad. So metzia also get is mishum hef chatz is mishum yad, and therefore it would apply by a katana too. A katana could be kind of a dalaramis or chatzar a metzia. The mar sover lo yalfina metzia mi get. No, we don't learn mamon from iser by iser. Chatz mishum yad by mamon chatz mishum shlichos, and therefore would not apply to a katana. Iboy say mebe katuna katana kulam le pligid yalfina metziyam get. Remember the whole din of chatz mishum yad that we learn after my get is only on the girl side, on the recipient, on the woman, but not on the man. So maybe there's a difference between a katan and a katana. By a katana, where we see chatz mishum yad by get, so it applies also by metzia. But by katan, v'achav a katan kamefugi. The question is, by a katan, by a man, marisav yafino katan mikatana, just like by a katana, chatz mishum yad. Also a katan, the chatz mishum yad, marisav aloyafino katan mikatana. And therefore, by a katan, it would be an amazing thing. By a man, chatz mishum shlichus, and by a woman, chatz mishum yad. Maybe that's the machlekes. Or it could be that arguing at all. One is talking about metzia, one's talking about a get. By metzia, it's mishum shlichos. By a get, it's mishum yad. Or Rashi says it could be one's talking about a katan, and therefore it's mishum shlichos. And by a katan, it's mishum yad. So we have different ways to move the thing, but everybody agrees that when it comes to a get, just like a katana can receive her own get, so also her chatzar is an extension of her yad. And there's no question a katana can receive a get. There's a separate machlekes by a man or by a metzia, whether chatzar is midin yad or chatzar is midin shlichus.